بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيت أشعار وفنسة أقدس عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاحكي محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے.
مجھے کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفا میں ہے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفا میں ہے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے گر جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. دست بکسا جانی بے غم دل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرے سودا چاہیے. دست بکسا جانی بے غم دل ماں, میرے سر کو تیرے سودا چاہیے. اخ تیرے خسے چاو دور پیچا کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے اخ تیرے خسے چاو دور پیچا کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. It's very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, which is teaching us the sum total of life and why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here and why Allah Ta'ala has made all the means for us to be present in this Mubarak gathering and majlis to learn how to love our lives. So Hazrat has put it very beautifully in poetic form and made it so enjoyable. Hazrat says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. And does everybody, the deep down desire in our heart, that I need some support in my life. If I got a support of life, then I'm fine, then I'm okay. And many of us, we don't know what is real support. So we're looking at support. If I got my business is running well, then I've got good support. If my father just looks after me, I've got good support. If I get this degree or I get this job, everything else besides where we have to find support, there is only one place to find support. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala teaches us so beautifully that you should, all of you should put your trust only on Allah if you have brought iman. If you got yaqeen, then you'll know there's no support for you in life besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that mentioned so beautifully, and thus we can see what is the honorable position of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We can just understand the brief words, and that also we can't even understand properly. In our broken way, what we have learned little from our honorable illustrious Sheikh, in our broken way we try and present, but what is the deep insight, we can't imagine. We should just beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah give us an idea of this reality of life. That mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That we beg Allah that Allah, I want a support of life. Poor person is in a hospital, they have to give him life support, and he thinks that is his support of life. Everybody, as we explained, everybody got their own idea of support of life. Real support, Hazrat explains, that you beg Allah, oh Allah, I want a support in life. And what is the support? Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That pain of love, when the love of Allah penetrates the heart, that is the greatest support a person can get. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, to work to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person who's got the love of Allah, the enjoyment of life, he really gets. Otherwise everybody is fooled with the word enjoyment of life. People are involved in filth and dirt, and they call themselves enjoying life. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. As Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib Devla explained also, that Allah has given every person a fitrat, a nature. If we spoil our nature, then we're going on the wrong road. A nature Allah has given us all naturally to be inclined towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when we get involved in filth and dirt, then our nature becomes so spoiled that we're enjoying sports, we're enjoying haram entertainment, and we think that is enjoyment of life. What is real enjoyment of life? The pain of the love of Allah. That the awliya Allah, they also have desires. They also, Allah Ta'ala has created these desires. They also want to have entertainment, but they know in there there's no enjoyment. And they bear the pain of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says that, oh Allah, the support that I want is, it should be my heart and your love, Ya Allah. Let that love of yours penetrate my heart. And this is why Allah has brought us here. That the love that is in the heart of the awliya, this love of Allah, you can't buy it anyway. This love, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati. You see, jalti huwe dil ke paas apne dil ko laga do. That this love of Allah Ta'ala is a burning ball of fire. And you can't buy it anyway. When put your heart near a heart that is burning with the love of Allah,
And Allah has brought us here. This is the kindness of Allah. So we should beg Allah, O Allah, the heart that is burning with the love of Allah, let it light up my heart also. Then Hazrat explained that behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. That, O Allah, I want the shore of the ocean of love. Allahu Akbar. The ocean of love has got no real shore. In other words, O Allah, I want to be drowning in the deep ocean of your love. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that the ocean of love, Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. The more you get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the more you realize, I want to go deeper and deeper. And this is what Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, who could have greater love than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But still Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, I make tawbah 100 times a day. Why? That every split moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is realizing Allah's greatness even more, Allah's love even more, enjoying it, and want to go higher and higher. So if we come with this open heart, Hazrat teaches us that, oh Allah, if I want to be on a shore, then I want to be in the shore of the ocean of love. And that shore should be such, sir, hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Which is that ocean of love? At the time of tahajjud, everybody is fast asleep, then my head should be at your threshold. It should be your threshold, O Allah, and I should be there and crying, and people who don't know the enjoyment of this, they'll see a person middle of the night, it's ice cold, he's got his wife laying there under an eiderdown, but he is standing and tears are flowing from his eyes, and he's crying. People who don't know, he's at the ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, he's at the shore of the love of Allah, they'll say, what's wrong with this man? That he's got the blanket, he's got the wife, everything, and he's standing in the cold and he's still crying. Allahu Akbar. As a pious person says it so beautifully, kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi itirafi kusur hai. That sometimes Allah gives me the enjoyment to get up at the time of tahajjud and start my namaz, and you enjoy the ibadat of Allah. Then you realize, oh Allah, what a sinful slave am I. Now you acknowledge, and without any excuse, إِلَٰهِ لَا تُعَذِّبْنِي فَإِنِّي مُقِرٌّ بِالْهَذِي كَهَنَكْ قَدْ كَانَ مِنِّي. That, oh Allah, please, I deserve the worst punishment, but please don't punish me. I acknowledge wholeheartedly, and in front of Allah, whether we acknowledge or not, Allah knows our ins and outs. But Allah loves when the banda, and this is where we have to learn it, in the company of our mashayikh, in the company of our elders, myself, the biggest, worst sinner, that anything we do, it's wrong, but still we want to prove that, no, I did it like this. Such people like myself, we can't progress. So we have to learn here that at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my head should be there and just begging forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Then when you got this life support of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever grief comes to you, Allahu Akbar, whether it's outward grief of this dunya, some problems come to you, and it doesn't mean the Ahlullah, that problems don't come to them, they don't have accounts to sort out, there are sometimes difficulties come in their lives. But Hazrat explained, and more important is that grief to leave the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the start it's grief, but as you leave it for the pleasure of Allah, it becomes enjoyable. And you it's just an enjoyable thing to turn your eyes away and to look down. So Hazrat says that gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye. Whenever I got any grief, any worry, then I just cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time you don't need a musalla, you don't have to be in the masjid. Wherever you are, any thought that comes to your mind, your heart, I got this problem, immediately talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness is such that if you got no language, Allah understands your language also. You are a dumb person, you can't talk. Allah understands the language of the heart. So at that time, we just have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you connect it to Allah, then unke hote kya sahara chahe. When Allah is with you, what more support do you want? The whole world, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very beautifully explained to us, that Allahu Akbar, if you want goodness in this world, then remember, ihfazillah yafazka. You turn to Allah and protect the deen of Allah. We can't protect the deen of Allah. What it means that we show our eagerness to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah ta'ala to keep us steadfast on deen. Allah ta'ala says in return, I will protect you and I will regard as if you are protecting the deen. Allahu Akbar. Like so beautifully Hazrat explained, a person, Allah ta'ala gives you the tawfiq to become a hafiz. And now Allah ta'ala says that I give you the honor to use one of my sifat. Now your name is Hafiz so and so. Hafiz Ahmad, Hafiz Muhammad. And Allah ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikr, wa inna lahu lhafizun. Quran Sharif, we will protect it. We have revealed it, we will protect it. But when a person becomes Hafiz and Alim, Allah ta'ala says, these are the people that are protecting deen. Whereas, where can we protect the deen of? This is the kindness of Allah. And this is what we learn from our honorable Shaykh, just to learn. And this is actual tasawuf. To learn how to talk, to learn how to make dua, etc. Like that a person will say that, Ya Allah, I came to the majlis. Oh Allah, now give me your love. No, we have to realize that, Oh Allah, ye kadam utte nahi utaye jati. Where can I can't even lift my feet. I can't even think properly what to do. Oh Allah, you brought me here. You gave me the tawfiq, Oh Allah. When you have brought me, then it is a clear sign, like our Dada Shaykh, Allahu Akbar. So beautifully he has taught us from our honorable Shaykh, we have learned that in the morning when you get up, one shukr make to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you are sattaru zunub. That Oh Allah, you have covered all my faults at night. And why you have covered my faults, say Allah, Ya Allah, I know you covered my faults because you ghaffaru zunub, you want to forgive me. That is why you covered my faults. So Allah brought us here because Allah wants to give us His love. So we should just beg Allah, Ya Allah, please pour that love of mine in your heart. Pour that love of yours in my heart, Ya Allah. Then what more support I want? Then I've got all the support of life. Lazzat-e faryaad, tufano mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Then a person will realize and understand the enjoyment of begging and pleading to Allah is when you're in storms. When the storms are there, then you enjoy. In other words, all problems around you, or you're in an environment now, that is all fitna around you, and then you're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enjoyment of begging at that time, when you're connected to Allah, you can't explain. When the Ahlullah, Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat says, that we just hear about the Ahlullah, we can't imagine what personalities they were. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, what test Allah ta'ala put him through, what difficult conditions, such a sickness that sores on his body, worms used to come out, come out, and not for one or two days, one or two weeks, one or two months, for years and years. Allahu Akbar. And after that, when he gets shifa, and Allah gives him good health again, then people say, Oh Ayyub alayhi salam, now you must be happy that the difficult conditions are gone. Say, no, what you talking? That's the time I enjoyed. Say, what you mean you enjoyed? He says, at that time, every morning I used to hear my beloved Allah just whispering in my ears, Oh my Ayyub, how you feeling today? Imagine when your beloved asks you how you feeling, you forget all your sickness. And in the evening again. So in that difficult conditions, they enjoy calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Hazrat says, Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that you need to be on the shore? Just all good things taking place, then only you call to Allah. And this is what we have to learn in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has taught us, in good conditions which we regard as good conditions for us, then also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in difficult conditions, which outwardly it's difficult for us, but in reality, Allah ta'ala doesn't send any good difficult conditions on anybody. Because Allah ta'ala says clearly, كُلَّ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. That whatever difficult conditions Allah says, it's for our benefit. It's not alayna. It's not to cause us harm. Huwa Mawlana, Allah is our Mawla. Allah knows, my Banda, where are you going now? Let me just bring you on your path. So when a person is in that condition, then you realize, when you turn to Allah Ta'ala in ease, and when difficult conditions come to you, Malaika also are aware of this voice of yours. And they, Allah, plead on your behalf, that, Oh Allah, this voice is a common voice. We hear it every day. Now he is pleading what more, for what more feeling, seems he has a problem, oh Allah, accept him. And very quickly Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of such a person. And we become unmindful when we have difficult conditions, like students' examination time, or we don't have a job, etc. Then we are making tahajjud, we are making duas. The moment Allah Ta'ala gives us ease, we get a job, we pass, etc. Now we forget tahajjud, forget about our faras salah, etc. And we get involved in haram, etc. So then, malaika, we don't turn to Allah. When difficult conditions come and we cry, they say, Allah, this is a strange voice. We don't know who's this voice. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that all the time we should be begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't need a shore. You don't have to be all the time just in good conditions. When that trying times come, then it's more enjoyable to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasil sa'il mujhe tufano mein hai. Tere jalwao ka nazara chahiye. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains, and this is the condition of the friends of Allah which we can't imagine. He says, we have received and we have enjoyed the shores in the midst of the storms. It is deep in the oceans when the storms are heavy. At that time, I enjoyed like I'm on the shore, seashore on the shore, and I'm not in any difficult conditions. In other words, at that time to be pleading and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not just in outward dunya conditions, when shaitan and nafs attack us also. Nafs wants to attack us all the time and take us towards sins. At that time we must just beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Hakim Ummad Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says, Fawa isla, beg Allah, that oh Allah, main irada karta ho, I intend to obey you. But what my intention has no weight whatsoever. Only your intention works, O Allah. O Allah, I desire my Islam, but what can my desire do in any way? Only your desire works, O Allah. So please, I am so weak, my heart is becoming so weak. I have no support, O Allah, no salvation. You make gravy in this arm for me. So this, Hazrat is saying, that in that storm, when nafs and shaitan wants to attack you, or outward conditions, then oh Allah, I just want to see your jalwa, Allahu Akbar, your special focus and special attention upon us. And like Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh explained that the sifat of Allah, the 99 names which come in one hadith, there are many other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has made so easy that when a person has got any problem and you turn to any quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you want forgiveness, Ya Ghaffar, O Allah, please forgive me. It is like you pressing a button on the computer and you see that light will come on. And when you take the name of Allah, that jalwa, that special focus of Allah Ta'ala will come upon you. So when you have any problem, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see as if you're in the shore. People Allah, and as we saw it, what our dada sheikh, when Hazrat got sick, people came to make to console Hazrat and to make timadari that Hazrat the sick and let us give Hazrat courage. When they came there, they say, we got courage from Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. You couldn't imagine this is a sick person. What courage Hazrat had, and for how many years Hazrat was going through this condition. And we see the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala's special focus is upon them all the time. Apni aho sa dare jana pe meer, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. Then Hazrat teaches that never ever become despondent. How to, don't think that where can I reach that to a stage, I am a wretched person. That's just what your deep sighs of regret, what you're crying, turn and become humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble yourself and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, ah Allah, how I passed my life. You gave me this life. May I'm eating your food, but I'm playing the tunes of shaitan. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And in this way, Hazrat says, apne bigri ko suwara chahe. All what you have spoiled in your life, you'll see, you will beautify your life now. Just with the tears of regret, and that is tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so beloved that every day we should be begging Allah and making tawbah. But Allah says, see, my bandas are still unmindful. Allah brings great months. Rajab, now Shaban, the special ibadat of this month is to be begging Allah and to make our bigri. And don't become unmindful. Like Allah Akbar Hazrat explains, there was a poet by the name of Ghalib. To make people despondent, he says, Billi nanwe chua kakar ab haj ko ja raha hai. He says that the cat ate 99 the mice and now he's going like a big buzzard for Hajj. He's got no shame. Hazrat says that we shouldn't fall prey to such shaitani thought. That shaitan will say, now where are you going to make tawbah? Your life is full of this thing. So our pious servants of Allah, so beautifully they changed their state. They said, you see, bigri, what all that filth and dirt, I will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main apni sharam ko khaak mein dalunga. And I will put my shame in the ground. And I will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry. And in this way I will make my life. So Hazrat explained, when you are making tawbah, then you are not shy. When you are making involved in sin, then you are not shy. Now when it's time to make tawbah, shaitan puts despondency in front of us. And says, where I know, we should just be crying in front of Allah. And see, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, behind every saint, there's a history. And behind every sinner, there's a future. Allah give us tawfiq. Aap har dam fida ho meri jaan. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Then a person reaches very high stage. That, oh Allah, every moment, every breath of my life must be just sacrificed upon you. And I shouldn't be worried what people say, that this is a madman, he is not interested. No, every moment, people might say he is very strict. No, every moment my life should be fida upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dast bakusha janibi zambile ma, mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. Then Hazrat is explaining and begging that how we should beg Allah. That, oh Allah, that begging basket of yours, oh Allah, spread it out in front of me that I can, my head desires that you buy me, oh Allah. That pull lana waj'alna lak. That, oh Allah, make me yours, you become mine. And although we don't deserve it, but like so beautifully we learn in our zikr, as you say, Allah, Allah, then you realize, I don't deserve this. But whose zikr am I making? Ghalibi barjazibai mushtari, shahidar zarman dagara wakhari. Allah is that bud for the most useless thing and bud the highest price. Allah has bud and bought our dirty, filthy souls. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin anfusam wa amwalum bi anna lahum al-jannah. The filthiest thing, Allah has traded it in and bought it, and in return Allah is giving us jannah. When we hear this, we should be eager and say, Ya Allah, I'm happy with this deal, O Allah. Accept it from my side. Hazrat teaches us that what all this, when you reach this high position, then the sign of this is that you realize I'm absolutely nothing. I'm worth nothing. And see Hazrat's humbleness and the humbleness of the pious servants of Allah. Akhtari khasta wadur uftadaku unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. Hazrat is explaining in his great humbleness, that this useless and far-fetched servant of yours, O Allah, that all he wants is that your mercy, that the call of your mercy comes to him, and your mercy, he is engulfed all the time in your mercy. So we should be begging the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness every moment of our life. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين May Allah تبارك وتعالى bless us with taqwa and may Allah تعالى bless us to stay with the sadiqeen and acquire this taqwa from them. The first kitab that we usually do is the questions asked for Islah. This was, looks like a young lady, she was asking this question that we were reading. Further, she asked some more questions, and this is quite relevant to us also. That's why we read it. We also go through these things. She says, Jaise pehle main gaane sunti thi aur unko hifz yaad karti thi. She says, when I was more younger, then I should hear music songs and I should learn them off by heart also. Allah give us tawfiq. Today how many mashallah ulama know how many kitabs off by heart? All the Arabic, etc. Allah give us tawfiq to learn du'as. All our deen, we learn that. So anyway, she says that she used to learn songs, etc. Agar kahin se gaane ki awaaz aa jaati hai ya ghar mein koi gaane chala le to bahut koshish karti hu ki mera dhyan us taraf na jaye. She says, but now sometimes you're walking on the street, you hear music, some car passing, you hear that song of yours which you used to sing yourself, etc. Or at home, somebody puts on the music, etc., the radio, and those songs come again. Now those songs which used to come, and when I hear them, baz aukaat bardasht nahi hota, aur muh par gana aa jata hai. She says, sometimes I cannot control myself, and I start just going back into that world. And I listen to that songs again. So there is a thing that happens many times. We think of our past life, what we used to do, and we see somebody, some scene or whatever, and you think again of your past life. Hazrat replies, "Us waqt dil se nadamat wa istighfar kare." When you just happen, then from your heart be sorrowful of what you are doing, what you did also in the past and now also, and make istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive. Aur aainda ke liye taqwa ka azam kare. And for the future, may make a firm resolution that I'm going to stay with taqwa, that I won't do it again. And Hazrat explained also from Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, that at the time of the tawbah, make the firm intention, I'm not going to be committing this sin again. If it happens again, make tawbah again. But at that time, don't have the intention to commit the sin. And have the sorrow of that sin and come out of that sin. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We come out of that sin, we make tawbah sincere istighfar for what we have done, and firm resolution not to do it in the future. And if there are some rights, qaza namazes, people's rights, fulfill those rights. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Another question, she says, musibat par alhamdulillah sabr kar leti hoon. Whenever some difficulty comes, I do make sabr. Lekin baz aukaat, agar koi bahut zyada parishan kare. But sometimes when somebody, as we understand that she's living in a hostel with friends or at school, whatever it might be, then the other, her friends, trouble her a lot, which happens commonly also. Ya koi aisi baat kahe, jo mujh mein nahi. Or somebody tells me something, which in fact is not in me. So mujh se bilkul bardasht nahi hota. Then I just can't take this. I get very angry and very upset. Usse kuch na kuch kehti. Then on that, I say something in return again. With us also, especially with the husband-wife matter, or sometimes in workplace with friends, somebody tells you something, you can't tolerate it, and you say in return again something. This happens quite often. Magar meri aankhe mera saath nahi deti. But my eyes don't be with me. More than what the tongue speaks also, the eyes tell a lot of stories. Whatever the reality is, etc., from the eyes also you can make out. So she says that my eyes don't support me, what I'm saying, but my eyes don't support me. That I regard myself as humble, I regard myself as pious, but my eyes give me away. That what I am actually. Baz aukaat wo gham bilkul khatam nahi hota. And that sorrow on that what I said and what I did, the sorrow of it just does not go away. Or ibadat mein khalal hota hai. And then in my ibadat, the mind is not there, the attention is not there, and that is one of the azabs of Allah Ta'ala, that ibadat was supposed to be enjoyed, more than what we enjoy, biryani, etc. But now our heart is just not in there. Sometimes it happens also, you don't want to make the ibadat also. And you're not enjoying du'as, you're not enjoying Quran Sharif tilawat, you're not enjoying your namazes, etc. So that it happens, that also happens. Aur baz auqat main dusron ko keh deti hu ke dekho usne mere saath aisa kiya. And sometimes I go and tell other people, look that person, what that person did with me, how that person treated me. There is also common, but look at Hazrat Jawab. Agar koi zulm kare to dil halka karne ke liye hai. If somebody oppresses you, And that is, sometimes it's a reality that they actually are oppressing you, but sometimes they're not oppressing you. They told you what they had to tell you or whatever, but they're oppressing you. So to lighten your heart, kisi hamdard se uska zikr karne mein, to speak to somebody who has got your welfare at heart, somebody you like, who likes you, who you understand with one another, you go and tell them this problem happened, this happened, that person said this, etc. Koi muzayqa nahi. There is no harm in that. You are saying it in order to lighten your heart. Ye ghibat mein dakhil nahi. This is not included in ghibat. Like many times people phone with their problems and they just want to get it off their chest. And they don't know who to speak to. So they speak and now they say, I had a problem with my wife, I had a problem with my husband, this problem, that problem. But they just want to get it off their chest. So that doesn't come in ghibat. When your intention is not to lower that person, and you just want to get it off your heart. And in fact, at other places, Hazrat has written, there is sawab in there. We might think, with our limited knowledge, that it is ghibat, that don't speak about anyone else. Why are you telling me of your problem with your wife? Why are you telling me of your problem with your husband? But if that person is saying it to get it off his chest and just to lighten his heart, it is ibadat. And to listen to such a person, to console such a person, is also ibadat. May Allah let us understand properly that we don't mistake the one for the other. That we actually make in ghibat, we go and actually want to show the faults of that person. And we just say we want to just get it off our chest. And on the other hand, that we don't even speak about it, and now it's heavy on the chest, and Hazrat explains quite a bit, that has an adverse effect on the person. The next letter, Baba Dost se, Hazrat Wala ke ijazat yafta ek alim ka khat, one alim from Baba Dost, who is Hazrat Khalifa also, he writes, عرض خدمت میں یہ ہے کہ کافی مدت کے بعد اس حقیر عریضہ کے ذریعے خدمت اقدس میں حاضری نصیب ہو رہی ہے. He says, after a long time, by this letter now I'm getting the opportunity to be in your presence by letter. It is called half ملاقات, نصف ملاقات. تمنا اور دعاؤں کے باوجود, in spite of the desire and duas also, کی باوجود تقدیر پر قدم بوسی کی سعادت سے محروم رہی. Because it wasn't meant for me, I wanted to come, I made effort also, but I couldn't come personally, he says to Hazrat. اور کوشش کے باوجود نہ پہنچ سکا. And I couldn't reach you. اللہ تعالیٰ کو یہی منظور ہے. This Allah wish I made my effort, I want to come to you, but I couldn't come. Hazrat writes in reply, کوئی مزائقہ نہیں کہ غیر اختیاری ہے, کوئی محرومی نہ ہوگی. That if it was not in your choice, you really wanted to come, but the means were not there, it just didn't fall into place, so you won't be deprived. But on the other hand, he writes, لیکن شرمندگی ایسی ہوئی کہ نفس امارہ نے بہکا دیا. But he says, I was so sorry and sad, and my nafs, it mislead me. اور آج کل کی تصویف میں خط سے بھی محروم کر دیا. And nowadays, تصویف is procrastination. That I'll do it, I'll write. So even writing a letter, I got deprived of that also. I didn't come personally, and I didn't even write a letter. I'll do it. And this is a very serious matter. Allah save us from this. In Ijtima, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib also explained that the ulama have written, Allahu Akbar, Allah save us all, that the most people of Jahannam will be those people who will procrastinate. He said, and finally Maud comes and you didn't do what you had to do. I'll do it. Like in I'll go Jamaat, for example. I have to fulfill this right. I have to correct this matter. I have to read my qaza namazes. I'll do it. I'll start. I have to read my qaza, keep my qaza rozas. I'll start. And your life just goes. And you do not do it. May Allah save us, protect us. Allah Ta'ala aina mehroomi se mehfooz farmaye. May Allah safeguard us in future from being deprived of having contact, he says, with the Shaykh. Hazrat replies, ye ikhtiyari hai. This was your choice, to write a letter, what was difficult, that you could do. Jisme kotai na karni chahe. In there you shouldn't fall back, you should do that, keep that contact. طلب اصلاح کے سلسلے میں عرض یہ ہے, Further, he writes that as far as my islah is concerned, for what the letter actually is, he says, I want to say this. Alhamdulillah, ma'amool, hasbe istitaat, pure karne ki tawfiq hoti hai. That my ma'amulat, as Allah gives me tawfiq, I manage, I complete my ma'amulat, which is also we learn from our mashayikh, very, very important to complete our ma'amulat. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, most probably said, that if you miss your ma'amulat, miss a meal, but complete your ma'amulat. But unfortunately, our condition is such that everything else will forego. Our one cup tea or the dessert, nothing will miss out. Everything will have. But what we have to read and what we have to complete, unfortunately, that we leave it out. Munajat-e maqbool paabandi se nahi ho paati. And in that he says, Munajat Maqbool, which is our dua kitab which we have to read, he says that I'm not doing regularly. So Hazrat writes such a beautiful answer on this. Munajat mein to maza aana chahiye. Speaking secretly to Allah Ta'ala, actually this is something you should be enjoying. To be whispering to Allah, to be crying to Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us the tawfiq that we enjoy to make duas. Allah Ta'ala say guftagu hai. This is talking to Allah Ta'ala. And to be talking to Allah, how much a person should enjoy, may Allah make that we enjoy all our ibadat like that. Alhamdulillah, Quran Kareem ki tilawat se dil manus hai. But to read Quran Sharif, my heart is inclined to it. I read regularly Quran Sharif. Hazrat writes in reply, Alhamdulillah. It's a great thing when a person gets tawfiq of reading Quran Sharif. And now Ramadan Sharif is coming. How much more we can read. And we should take a lesson from our buzurgs. And from besides them, presently amongst us, we hear the reports of people who are reading every day one supara. More than that also. Not one supara, 30 suparas a day. Making a khatam every day. May Allah give us also tawfiq. And really if we make effort and we work in this direction, Allah makes it easy. May Allah open our hearts, give us that enjoyment of all our ibadat, and Ramzan passes in that way. Otherwise, Ramzan is going to pass, it will come, it will go. A guest has come to our house. If we open the doors and we welcome the guest, guest is happy. And if we don't open the doors, we just treat Ramzan like a stranger. And Ramzan also, we also get that treatment. May Allah let us enjoy our Ramadan. For that, ulama have written that we should try and fix up all our matters before Ramadan. When your matters are clear, if you go and visit somebody, but you are owing that person money, you had a quarrel, fight with that person, and now you go and visit him, what kind of meeting will you have? But if you made up, you ask for forgiveness, you did everything, now you go and meet. So when Ramadan comes, if we are clean. Some buzurgs went to the extent that for Ramadan they took a loan for their monthly expenses. That our money, perhaps there is some problem with it, they took a loan and they used that. So that pure, clean money. And then also, ulama have written that we should see that the intake of our food is also halal. Today with eating out, etc., everything. And our money is also halal. But what we buy the food, that also should be halal. All these things, Allah give us tawfiq. And then a person gets the true enjoyment of ibadat, of namaz, etc. And with all this haram, then how can a person get the benefit? In'am is zikr. Here Hazrat explains the great gifts a person gets by making his zikr. And zikr also, Allah give us tawfiq to be regular. And to do it, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, make your zikr very, very, very regularly. And take time in making your zikr. Don't rush through it. Enjoy your zikr. Make it and take time and enjoy in making the zikr. And even if you don't get enjoy, you just keep on repeating, it will come. But we give up too quick. And we are not that regular, that paband, etc. One is the rewards of zikr, itminan or sukoon-e qalb, that you get contentment, your heart is at ease, you're not having becheni, kabrahat, all that, your heart is at ease. Shehwat ki maghloobiyat, you overpower your desires. That is also one thing, today's world and with all the temptations from all sides. But a person who will be regular with his zikr, he will manage to overpower his desires. Hayati haqiqi, hayati qalbi, the real life which a person actually is supposed. When we read about our buzurgs, how they lived, then what was in the ash'ar also, Maulana explained, that the real life is that life. That how our buzurgs lived. And they say that the people of the world have got no idea of what enjoyment they have. And when a person has contact, that real contact with Allah, not just superficial or just artificial, but that real Allah bless us with it out of his kind. But for this, a person has to be regular with his azkar, with all his other ma'amulat. Deen par sabat, and to be then by the barakat of zikr, a person will be proper on deen. He will be practicing more and more. He'll go further. He'll progress. Or istiqamat, and he will have istiqamat. Be firm. He will be firm on deen. Or himmat me taraqqi, and his courage. And we see these people here, Allahu Akbar, people who are living still. We see them that in all matters. How much courage they have in dealing matters. They don't become lax and just give up. We just little bit of police, the officer stopped us and we start getting frightened already. Any small thing. Otherwise these people, no matter what happens, they remain firm and strong. Or mushkilat mein aasani. And Allah makes things in your difficulties, Allah make them easy for you. Qurb aur ta'alluq ma Allah mein har aan taraqqi. And then closeness, contact with Allah, and ta'alluq qurb or ta'alluq ma Allah. Closeness to Allah in connection with Allah, Allah gives progress all the time. In ayat ilahiya ki peham barish, continuously Allah tabaruk ta'ala's rain of Allah's mercy comes down upon a person all the time. So husn khatama. And a person gets a good end, dukhul jannat. So just on zikr, how much there is, Allah give us tawfiq to make regularly, not to rush through our zikr. And the same, what our zikr is included, our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our adhkar, our du'as, etc. All that, Allah, and especially in the month of Ramadan, that we try to do it and do it with itminan. And mashallah, there are so many people who take up so much time. One lady had phoned and she says that to the family, and she says she's up by 1 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Then she says, with itminan I can do all my reading. So Allah give us tawfiq that there are many, many people like that today who are engaged in the service of Allah Ta'ala like this, and they have high stages by Allah Ta'ala. Allah out of his kindness include us amongst those people, inshallah. Ma'arif al-Masnawi, we were reading about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with that shepherd. That shepherd was telling to Allah Ta'ala, if I know where you live, I should compress your legs. When you are sick, I should come and visit you. All things like that. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had reprimanded him. Is tarah wa charwaha muhabbat ki baate apne Rab se kar raha tha. This person, the shepherd, ordinary person, you are speaking like this to Allah Ta'ala. Achanak Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ka us taraf se guzar hua. Musa alayhi salam happened to pass there. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ne jab ye baatein suni to irshad farmaya ke ye charwa hai. Musa alayhi salam, when he heard this, he said, oh shepherd, kya hat ta'ala ko naukar ki zarurat hai? Has Allah got somebody, a person to serve Allah, a servant? Does Allah need a servant? Ya unko koi sir hai ke tu unke baalon mein kanga karega? Or is Allah got a head that you're going to comb his hair for him? Ya unko bhook lagti hai ke tu unko bakriyon ka doodh pilayega? Does Allah get hungry that you're going to give him milk of the goats, etc.? Hat ta'ala kya bimar hote hai jo tu unko ghamkhari karega? Does Allah ta'ala become sick that you're going to go and visit Allah and comfort him? A jahil or ignorant person. Hak ta'ala ki zaat nuksan wa ihtiyaj ki tamam baatun se paak aur munazzah hai. The zaat of Allah, the being of Allah ta'ala is completely free of all harm, of all need, etc. Tu jal tawbah kar. Make quickly tawbah. What have you said? Teri in baatun se kufar lazim aata hai. What you have said, the person becomes a kafir in this. بے عقل کی دوستی عین دشمنی ہوتی ہے. دی از امپورٹنٹ تھنگ دیٹ ٹو کیپ کانٹیکٹ وتھ اے پرسن ہو از سٹیوپڈ, بے عقل, دیٹ از ایکچولی یو آر ہارمنگ, یو آر اٹس این اینمی. دیٹ ڈونٹ کیپ فرینڈز وتھ اے پرسن ہو از سٹیوپڈ. ون بزرگ کرو, آئی ڈونٹ ایون لک ایٹ اے سٹیوپڈ پرسن, because that will also have a, if Allah save us from all the stupidity, and this stupidity is not what we are of dunya stupidity, but in deen. A person in deen is stupid. Like people say, what's the benefit of reading Quran Sharif when you don't understand? The world will regard such a person as a very learned person, maybe having so many degrees also, but such a person, we shouldn't associate with such people, all these type of people. حَتَّى عَلَىٰ تَرِ اِن خِدْمَاتِ بِنِيَادِ. Allah is independent of all these services of yours. Is Jarwa, now look at him, how sincere he was on the other side. Allah, Allah give us, we make gunas, gunas, and one little Allahumma khfirli, everything is done, it's over. But see these people, when they understood how they became. Is Jarwa hi ne, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ki ye baat suni. When he heard these words of Musa alayhi salam, to bahut sharminda hua. He became very, very shameful. اور غلبہ خوف و یاس اور شدت حزن و اضطراب سے, اینڈ ان دا ہی واز اوور پاورڈ ود دا فیئر آف اللہ, ہی لاسٹ ہوپ, اینڈ دیٹ از آلسو ا ویری امپارٹنٹ تھنگ. وین ایور وی اسپیک اباؤٹ دین, میٹرز آف دین, ڈونٹ اسپیک سچ اے وے دیٹ وی میک دا پیپل لوز ہوپ آلسو. اور شدت حزن, اینڈ ہی واز ویری ویری گریفڈ اینڈ سیڈ و اضطراب, اینڈ ہی واز ریسٹلیس بیکاز آف آل دیٹ. غریبان پھار ڈالا, ہی ٹور ہز کلوتھز. And where we'll do all this. That so he became so immersed that what have I done, what have I done? Like he went out of his mind. Aur rota hua jungle ke taraf bhaag gaya, crying he went to the jungles. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam par wahi nazil hui. Allah ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, translation of which is, اے موسیٰ علیہ السلام, تم نے میرے بندے کو مجھ سے کیوں جدا کر دیا؟ Why have you separated my banda from me? تو تم کو میں نے بندوں کو اپنی طرف متوجہ کرنے کے لیے بھیجا ہے. I send you to bring people to me. جدا کرنے کے لیے نہیں, not to separate them from me. تمہارا کام وصل کا تھا نہ کہ فصل کا. Your work was to join people to me, not to separate them from me. And then Hazrat explains further that what the work of these great awliya and these great anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is. And then in here also Hazrat explains some etiquette and adab of bayan. When we are speaking about deen, don't speak such a way that you make people lose hope, etc. And also to show deen, what is the true deen, that is also necessary. But at the same time, don't write off everyone. That is also not right. So may Allah Ta'ala give us that middle line here also, the proper understanding of deen, and that we can fulfill the rights of Allah, the rights of bandas, the rights of deen, and what deen demands of from us, and how to present it. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi should speak a lot on this, that a person must not make the people, like a person is only making Jummah namaz, no other namazes. So don't now run him down. Say, MashaAllah, you're making Jummah, very good. But if you make other namaz also, then it will be even more better, etc. Or a person is only making Eid namazes. And today's condition, we know what we are in the Ummah. So always encourage people, take them from where they are to a higher level. Not from where they are, and you push them further down. One poet says, to drop a falling person is no achievement. To pick up a falling person, that is a great achievement. So may Allah Ta'ala make us. And how many, especially with Jamaat work, etc., how many people get lifted up and they come on path? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, ana jalitu man dhakarani, tilmirahu jayek medanehu. تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجایا بغل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل,
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا لا الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ لا لا الا اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شان اللہ 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 نام لیتے ہی نشہ سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر جور جام ہے اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اللہ 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقنا من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطيئة. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.